As we said yesterday, we did invite Bus Éireann onto our show to explain and discuss all this upheaval with bus services between Dublin and Donegal, some of which were not fully running over the weekend, and the disruption to these services, as well as to the disruption to the bus service between Dublin Airport and Donegal. You heard on the news yesterday that an urgent meeting is being sought by councillors in Donegal with Bus Éireann management over the cancellation of a number of its services. Bus Éireann would not come on with us, but they did provide us with a statement as follows. They say all scheduled services in Donegal operated over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, as per the timetable, apart from Route 491, which is the Letterkenny Ballybofey local service, which was cancelled on Saturday morning due to operational issues. A notice was placed on social media that some Route 30 services were due to be cancelled over the weekend. However, due to local efforts by the Bus Éireann staff in Donegal, they were able to avert these cancellations, and as a result of which all these services operated yesterday, Wednesday, and all services on Route 30 are operating normally. Unfortunately, they say, on Tuesday, they had to cancel one return trip on Route 30. That's the 5:30 in the evening Donegal to Dublin service, and the 11 p.m. Dublin Donegal service due to staff absenteeism. And they say, unfortunately, they were unable to avail of a contractor for these services due to the short notice. They've apologised to customers impacted by the cancellation whilst committed to operating all services advertised. Bus Éireann go on to say, when as a last resort we have no alternative to cancel a service, we endeavour to keep our customers fully informed, including placing a notice on our website, and all customers who have pre-booked seats are notified of the cancellation by email. Is that acceptable or not? Donegal Independent Deputy Thomas Pringle, good morning to you.
Morning, how's it going?
I'm sure you've had complaints as we have about some of these services. What do you make of it all? Is it acceptable?
Yeah, complaints going back for the last couple of years, really, in relation to the services. And I don't think it's acceptable at all. I think it's very interesting when you listen to that statement there from Bus Éireann. The services would have been cancelled on Saturday except for the local staff went above and beyond to call the duty to make sure that it's still wrapped.
I don't know if that's to be commended, or is that a red flag, do you think?
I think it's a red flag. I think the staff are to be commended to making sure that the service is provided to the people of Donegal, but we can't rely on staff going above and beyond the call of duty just to make sure that the service continues on, and that's ultimately the problem that we have with the service. And you know, and I must say that the complaints I've received as well, it's not very clear on the Bus Éireann website when services are cancelled, because I know people who've had to root through and search through the website and look and try and find where services are notified and stuff to get there. So if they improve their system, that'll be something that you would welcome, but they shouldn't have to, and it shouldn't be welcome that the fact that the cancellations are going to be effectively notified.
Yeah, and what we're hearing, and we've heard from numerous people in the past week on the show, in some cases these are tourists heading to Donegal, having arrived in the country, not of a mind maybe to be looking up social media announcements from Bus Éireann, and they're looking at the timetable, at the screen.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and when did we move to a point where you have to have a notification to use the bus? But that was never the situation. You know, the bus service was there and you turned up and you availed of the bus service. And, you know, and what about customers that wouldn't be able to use email as well, which is a huge problem, especially for older people in the country, not too late, you know. So Bus Éireann have a responsibility to provide a service to their customers. The customers use that service, but there's no doubt the bus service from Donegal, I think, is well used. And if it's not, and if Bus Éireann are going to reduce it, we'll at least do the decent thing and come out and reduce the service and have that timetable so that people know that it's a realistic timetable. Because I've seen people over the last number of months, and the kids of my own and stuff like that, you go up to Donegal Town to get the bus, not knowing whether the bus is going to be there at all. And you might have to wait another couple of hours or after for the next bus to actually get back to, down to Dublin again next.
Which is a farcical situation. It's not just, obviously, we're not picking on the Route 30, the Donegal-Dublin route, but if a bus service is advertised and scheduled on a timetable, you expect it would run.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. Like, I mean, I don't recall, a number of years ago with this problem, like, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't recall ever this problem. And in fact, the bus service was very good. And, you know, and the increased run on the buses and going to Dublin Airport, everybody was very welcoming of that. And I think people were using the bus service. I think there was extra people using the bus service because of that as well. Like, you know, so this isn't something that's always been there. This is something that has come up. And if they're going to have problems, why didn't they come out and say exactly what the problems are?
Yeah, well, operational issues and staff absenteeism as well. And of course, these are issues which were flagged during the situation at Dublin Airport. Similar issues, but I mean, what can you do anything as a TD apart from, well, is there something you'd raise in the Dáil, or what can you do in cases like this? It's very frustrating for people, as you well know.
I mean, basically, as a TD, all we can do is raise it with Bus Éireann as well, and raise it with the National Transport Authority. And unfortunately, when you raise it in the Dáil, they turn back and say, oh, well, that's a function of the National Transport Authority to arrange the bus services, and Bus Éireann works them, and Bus Éireann will kick it over to the National Transport Authority as well. And, you know, so you get this ping pong going on all the time, where the responsibility is for the matter. But I mean, it's not acceptable. Bus Éireann need to get their act together and explain if they're having problems, explain why they're having problems, and then explain what they're going to do to actually deal with it. I think what they need to do at this stage is to put on a service that people know that it's going to be a service at that time. There's nothing worse than a schedule. You see a schedule down and you go on time to get that bus and the bus never appears. That's shocking. Like.
All right, okay. I'm sure you wouldn't agree this is the case, but there have been people suggesting that this wouldn't happen in Galway or Cork, services to Galway or Cork or Limerick. And Donegal, again, is being considered, is being treated as a forgotten county. Is there an element of that in it, do you think? Or not?
I'm not 100% sure whether there's an element of that in it. Now, I was just looking at the Bus Éireann website this morning, just to see what could find cancellations and stuff like that there. And there was cancellations down to Wexford and places like that as well. Like, you know, so I don't know if it's a particularly Dublin thing. Bus Éireann actually won't tell you, or particularly Donegal thing. So Bus Éireann don't tell you whether it is or not. But I mean, I think what we're going to have to do is put in questions in terms of the cancellation of services across the whole country, and see whether there's something that's peculiar to us here, and then deal with it in that way.